One of my favorite guests of the week.
That would be Dean Richards, Wendy. Dean Richards is here to talk about show business.
Oh, no, I thought it was somebody else scheduled.
No, it's Dean. Don't say that. Oh, no. Dean, are you all right?
I thought, wow, I got bumped. They got somebody good.
No, it's you. We wouldn't.
I thought they
you.
Got Tom Dreesen.
Oh, don't.
Oh, yes, do.
It's not a day
Slowly
for that.
Slowly I turn.
It's not a day to say
step
that.
Step by step. I did not hear what happened.
Can I?
I mean, I heard that you mentioned Tom Dreesen's name.
Yeah.
To Tommy Lasorda.
Right.
And the sky actually turned black.
I have
Lightning
heard.
Lightning struck.
It was worse than that.
But I didn't. I don't know. What did Lasorda do?
I have heard over the years Tom Dreesen talk glowingly about Tommy Lasorda. Tom Dreesen loves baseball, and of course he's a Cubs fan, and he's always talked about how he and Frank Sinatra and Dennis Franz and Dennis Farina and Dennis the Menace would get together with Tommy Lasorda and have a great time.
He did. He mentioned Tommy Lasorda at the evening with Tom Dreesen that I hosted at the Broadcasting Museum on Tuesday night.
Was it in glowing terms,
glowing
I hope?
Glowing terms.
All right, so you would assume, because everything you've ever heard has been positive, so Tommy Lasorda is in on Steve's show this morning. Dave and Andrea interviewed him. And then as he's leaving, I just thought, hey, here's my only chance to say hi to Tommy Lasorda. So I go over and I just say, hey, it's great to meet you, sir. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm going on. And I go, and we have a mutual friend in common. And he goes, oh, who's that? And I go, Tom Dreesen. And he gets all beet red and he starts swearing like crazy. Oh, that blanking, blanking, blanky,
wow.
Blank. And he told me a story about how he gave him a jersey and Tom didn't acknowledge it and wore a Cubs jersey on TV. And I feel terrible. I upset Tommy Lasorda.
I don't think that's that hard to do, quite honestly.
I don't know about Tommy Lasorda, I love that story.
But now, I felt awful.
Dean, when you interview people, which you do all the time, do you bring up mutual friends or do you wonder? Because what we hear on the air and on TV could be different from real life.
Yeah, I've learned through experiences like Bill just had. That I've stopped doing it because you just never. Number one, you never know if they really know each other. Or
right.
Somebody was dropping a name.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, somebody said I'm friends with them, and then they turned out not to be, and you wind up looking like a dope for bringing up somebody's name, and they don't even know them. So you know, you wind up looking uninformed.
But Dean, you know what? And Wendy even brought this up earlier. Just because of the years I did stand up, and then through this show and other shows like this one, I've met a bunch of people and I've interviewed a bunch of people. So sometimes I'll go, hey, you know who we just had on?
Right.
A friend, a guy that you worked with, and right. it almost always ends well.
Right. Some of the time it works out well.
Not today.
Because I've done the same thing where I've interviewed somebody who co-starred with somebody in the same movie.
Right.
And I'll say, oh, I just interviewed, so-and-so who you were with in such and such a movie. And you can tell instantly whether they actually liked that person or they didn't
sure.
like that person. So
sure.
Now when I go in, I say, I tell them, I don't know anybody that you know.
We have no one in common. Zero.
I just got here from another country. I don't, honestly, I'm not even 100% sure who you are.
Now, can I ask your opinion on something? Because I said to Wendy,
wouldn't feel bad though, Bill, if I were you.
I do feel bad.
You were just nothing but well-intentioned and being
But I upset
polite.
Tommy Lasorda. He's 88
that's
years
his,
old.
That's
and he,
his problem though.
Oh man. All right, now tell me this part of it.
He should have been more polite to you.
He was very polite to me. He really was.
Until you mentioned
Tom. Until I mentioned
and
that.
And then I feel bad for Tom Dreesen, because if he's listening, or this is going to get
have
back
to him. Have
you
not contacted him yet?
Well, that's what I was just going to ask
him.
You. I said to Wendy, can we, at some point in the show today, can we call Tom Dreesen and I'll tell him? Because I want it to come from me. I want to tell him what happened, and Wendy goes, oh, don't.
No, I'm the one who said we need to get him on the air.
Yeah?
Yeah, we should.
All right.
I think you should, too.
All right. At some point today.
Okay. Here's his phone number.
Go ahead. Give it out.
818.
All right. Now,
oh, God.
Since we're talking about people that
I have a cell phone number. Should we call him?
Yes.
Let's call him. During the break, I'll give the phone number to the producer. And let's call him.
I'm so afraid of how he's going to take this.
Let's put him on the air without telling him. I hear people
no.
love that.
No, people don't love that, we've heard.
Especially if you're an elected official, I hear people love stuff
no,
like that.
We've heard the opposite. All right, tell me this. Speaking of knowing somebody through channels, here I thought about you, and here's why. last week we got the news that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie broke up, and that made headlines.
Let's call them.
No, don't
Let's
call them.
Let's call them.
Don't
call them. Their number, I'll call them.
Don't call them. But then the other day we find out that Naomi Watts and Liev Schreiber broke up. Now, here's what I want to ask, because I know you've interviewed some of the biggest A-listers in show business.
All of them.
Has Liev Schreiber ever come close to even smiling by accident?
He is a very serious person.
Very serious.
I'm not going to say he's unfriendly or rude.
Yeah.
Or mean. He is. He just has a very serious demeanor about him.
Because he's such a great actor in everything he does, every movie, and Ray Donovan he's great in. Yeah. But I thought to myself, if I'm Naomi Watts, and every morning I look at this guy and he's just scowling all the time, I say to myself, if I wanted to marry a scowling guy, I'd be Donald Trump's wife. I don't need that from you.
Well, I'm going to say she's not a bucket of laughs.
Yes, I don't see her smile that much.
I clearly acknowledge, you know, when I sit down with them, they have their press manners on.
Yeah.
So I don't get the sense, rarely do I get the sense that I'm actually talking to a real person until I've interviewed them 10 or 15, 20 times, whatever, and then you begin to see patterns developing. But both of them, I'm not going to say that they're mean or obnoxious or
aloof.
They're just, they both have very serious demeanors about them. You know, everybody knows people like that. They're just, they're not, you know, the life of the party kind of people. But when you talk with them about, you know, serious subjects and things like that, they're very engaging. They're very polite. They're, you know, they both of them are very nice. I don't know what happened in their relationship, except maybe the other one thought somebody's going to crack a joke after. I thought he was going to be the one that cracked the joke.
Right.
Maybe I should have. I should have brought up Tom Dreesen earlier in the marriage.
That would have fixed it.
That usually breaks the ice in a relationship.
Wouldn't you love to see Liev Schreiber do a Showtime at the Apollo where he just does 45 minutes of stand-up and never even comes close to smiling once?
Is it Liev or Liev? Schreiber.
I've always said Liev.
Liev.
Really?
I've always said Liev, yes.
Maybe
try tickling him, Wendy. If you ever meet him, just go up to him and go, gookie, 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 see what happens.
I've tried on his feet once during an interview, and it's a little awkward, but he didn't crack a smile then either.
He's amazing that way.
Yeah.
He's amazing. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Dean Richards is here. We'll find out what movies are coming out this weekend. Stay around.
Call Tom Dreesen.
We'll call do you want to call Tom Dreesen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
But you got to tell him what's going on first. So
all right.
We can get the number off the air and see if he's even available.
Spoil all the fun.
All right.
Dean, I cannot allow you two to do this. I'll leave early.
Tell him I'm calling from the... what was Ed McMahon's sweepstakes?
The Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yeah, tell him it's Dean Richards with Publishers Clearinghouse.
All right.
They'll certainly take the call.
Oh, I know he will.
Or Alan
Legally,
Funt.
All we have to do is tell him that he's on the air.
Right, that's it. All right. Mischief ahead.
It would be only funnier if we did it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
2:30. Stick around. More of this next. Bill and Wendy, along with Dean Richards on WGN. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder, and Dean Richards is here. We're trying to right a horrible wrong that I did earlier today. We're trying to call Tom Dreesen.
Yeah, Tom, I'm on with Bill and Wendy right now. I can't talk to you right now.
Dean, I called the number you gave us, and Detroit Tigers manager Sparky Anderson answered. What's with that? How did that happen?
It's weird that he...
he was not in.
He changed his mobile number
I don't understand.
Fast.
Isn't that crazy?
Did you try the second one I gave you?
Yeah, we're dialing that second number now to see if maybe he's there. So we're doing everything we can to right the wrong.
I can give you his address. We can send him a little postcard.
I would send him a fruit basket, an apology fruit
basket. Let's send him a telegram.
All
When's
right.
the last time you sent anyone a telegram?
It's been a while. It's been a good long while.
Dear Tom Dreesen, stop.
All right,
headlines in Chicago today. Stop.
I have Tommy Lasorda on the line for Bill
now.
Hey, Tom, what's going on? We can't say any of that on the air.
No, none of that can be said on air. None of that can be said on air.
All right, well, stay tuned because maybe we'll talk to him later.
I hope so.
This is fantastic.
I hope so. All right, speaking of fantastic... Mrs. Peregrine. I've been waiting for this movie for over a year.
I love when Bill changes the subject.
I'm
uncomfortable. Bill thinks he's change the subject on me.
I'm uncomfortable.
We might have clearance.
Oh, really? Do we?
Yes.
All right. They're working on Tom.
Oh, this is fantastic.
I think he is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WGN.
How do you think this will end, Dean? Do you think this will end well or not well?
I think this is going to be end.
I don't think it'll end well.
He
wants us to wait 5 minutes because he's in the shower.
Oh.
I want to talk to a naked Tom Dreesen if you want to know the truth.
We got 5 minutes. South Side, Chicago's very own.
Yep.
He looks fantastic, by the way.
Tom Dreesen does look fantastic.
We had a very nice evening at the broadcasting, at the Museum of Broadcast Communication. It was an evening with Tom Dreesen. And,
it was just the other night.
It was. It was this past Tuesday night.
Yeah.
We talked about his career growing up in Harvey, Illinois, shining shoes as a kid.
All right, stand by, Dean. We go live to the shower with Tom Dreesen.
Fantastic.
Tom, how are you?
Tom, are you there?
I'm in the shower.
Oh.
Shower off and I'm shivering.
Oh, no. But it reminds you of Chicago, doesn't it? I mean, that's how Chicago is.
It does.
Yeah, you're wet and you're cold. Yep.
All right, Bill, go.
All right, Tom, very quickly. And Dean Richards is here, too.
Hi,
I think
Tom.
You know Dean.
Hi, Tommy.
Well, you know, first of all, I'm glad Dean's on because, you know, got so busy the other night. I didn't get a chance to really thank him, you know, for what. Dean, thank you so much. You did a masterful, wonderful job. And it wouldn't have been as good as it turned out without you. And
my pleasure. We had a great time. And if somebody would have told me after that wonderful night at the museum that we would be talking to you naked just 2 days later, I would have called them a big fat liar.
Sure.
Hey, Tom, can we FaceTime right now?
My face is up here.
Wow. All right, so
a whole lot of listeners.
All right, Bill, we don't have a lot of time, so you have to get to the point here.
Very quickly, Tom, here's what happened here at WGN this morning. Tommy Lasorda was a guest on the morning show, and I have heard you for years and years and years talk about your friendship with Tommy Lasorda. I'm a fan of his, longtime Dodger manager. And I said to him, Mr. Lasorda, my name's Bill Leff. I host a show here on WGN. It's an honor to meet you. Boy, what a career you've had. You look great. I go, we have a mutual friend in common, Tom Dreesen. And he turned really, really beet red, and he started swearing. And he said that, and then a bunch of words that I can't say. And then he said, one time I gave him a Dodgers jersey, and he wouldn't wear it. He would only wear a Cubs jersey and never even thanked me for the jersey. And then he kept on swearing and swearing. What happened?
Give it to him, Tommy.
All right, well, he one time gave me a Dodger jersey, and I wouldn't wear it.
That's it. But that's true, right?
No. You know what happened?
What?
I don't remember him giving me a Dodger jersey. But the truth is, Tommy Lasorda, this is the truth. Years ago, Steve Garvey had a charity in L.A. For multiple sclerosis. And because, you know, that's my charity because of my sister,
yep.
I went and I did some stand-up comedy years ago. That's how I met Tommy Lasorda. He came up to me afterward and said, hey, really enjoyed the show. I've seen you on the Tonight Show. You ever want to come to Dodger Stadium? Let me know. And so I did. And I went several times. I'm assuming if he saw me on the Tonight Show, he knew I'm a Chicago boy.
Yeah.
But I went to several games as his guest and went in the locker room afterward, and we had a good time. I took Dave Letterman back there to be in the locker room with him when Dave was brand new, you know. Anyhow, he sees me on the Tonight Show wearing a Cubs jacket, you know, doing a routine about the Cubs. And it upset him. And he was always upset the fact that I was a Cub fan. And I finally told him one time, I said, Tommy, you know, I'm a Cub fan. I've been a Cub fan all my life. And you live out here in L.A. now. You know, you live out here in L.A. with the Dodgers. And I said, Tommy, if somebody ever told you they used to be a Cub fan, but they're not anymore, they never were a Cub fan.
Right.
Because once a fan, always a fan. So we always had this riff, and it got really – in fact, one time I told him, I said, look, if you're in Las Vegas and Don Rickles is one side of the street and I'm on the other side of the street, who are you going to go see? He said, you're not comparing yourself to Rickles. I said, no, but I'm not going to get mad at you if you're going to see Rickles.
God, this is like entertainment tonight.
Oh,
this
no.
is awesome.
You have made my week, Tom.
So there's no, on your behalf, Tom, there's no bad blood between you and Tommy Lasorda. It's all in his mind, right? You're not mad at him.
No, I'm not. And I think he's a good old guy. You know, here's the other thing, too. Up in Toronto, we were still having a riff. I was up in Toronto emceeing a big sports banquet. And they had Hurricane Carter and all these, you know, Canadian athletes. But they were honoring Tommy as well. Each star that I had to introduce, sports star, there was a video preceding that. Well, everybody I introduced, and I was going to be polite to Tommy as a master of ceremonies, every video worked, but when it came to him, his video didn't work, and I was hung out to dry. So I just started ad-libbing. What a great manager, what a great motivator. This man could take an average ball player and turn him into a great ball player by his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through, and finally they realized the video wasn't going to come on. So when I finished with his introduction, he got a standing ovation. Now, he knew that I was hung out to dry. The audience didn't know that, but he knew that. And so afterward, we went out to a little Italian restaurant across the street, and we had a nice talk. And I've always thought we've been friends since then. And, I mean, I say friends. We're never going to be real friends.
Until this morning.
Wow. Yeah.
Everything I told you, though, was the truth. You know?
Well, we thank you for clearing this up, and sorry to interrupt your shower.
But, Tom, who do you hate, though? who, if I were going to mention a name to you that would set you off on a swearing jag, what name would that be?
You know, I can't think of my company commander in boot camp. I'm only upset with politically correct police, whoever they are. No one ever knows. We keep apologizing, but we have no idea who they are. You know, so that they upset me other than that. You know.
I'll tell you what. That's why I was so surprised when I heard about this morning, because I've known Tom for decades and decades. I have never heard anyone say a bad word about Tom.
No,
Dreesen.
Of course not.
He's the nicest guy in the world. I can't imagine anybody having that reaction. Which, Bill, I imagine is why you didn't even think twice in mentioning Tom's
That's
name.
That's exactly right.
Because who doesn't like Tom Dreesen?
I know.
And it's a rivalry thing going.
Right.
So that's
good-natured
that's
rivalry.
What it is.
Relax.
It's
with
not
the good-natured
so
good-natured rivalry.
From Tommy Lasorda, though.
Wow.
That poor guy. Well, I wish
poor guy.
Thank you for clearing this up, and really, thank you for taking our call when you're in the shower. That's a really nice guy.
Have you air dried yet?
No, yeah, I have. And, you know, when next time you see me and I'm sneezing, you'll know why.
All right, we'll get back in. The water's warm. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Tommy's doing a...
Dean, once again, God bless you, Dean. Thank
oh, my
you.
God. It was such a nice night. It was my honor to be with you and listen to you share those stories. As I told people afterwards, I said, there is a one-of-a-kind comedian right there. You know, we had a sit-down conversation and talked, and then we took questions from the audience. And, you know, Tommy was getting, like, a little more into his stand-up mode and working the crowd and a little more ad-libby and all that. And I was like, this is a one-of-a-kind comedian. Mm. They don't make comedians like this anymore. He's just, you're an amazing guy. Personally, professionally, and naked.
Yes, I'll second that.
Best comedian I've ever talked to naked.
How about that? It's unanimous.
Oh, that's my next album.
Tom, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your shower.
Okay, take
all right,
care.
That's Tom Dreesen,
thank you,
everybody.
Tom.
Where?
Great sport, and he answers while in the shower.
I feel like the Henry Kissinger of WGN right now.
You are the
Henry Kissinger. Brought these opposing forces together.
Bagan and Sadat are friends again.
Do you feel better now?
I feel
better. We got to get Lasorda on the line.
I want to make Tommy Lasorda feel good. That's my
thing. He's going to punch you if you show up again.
I know
what
he would.
What if you get Dreesen and Lasorda together?
Yes.
On the phone?
Yes.
A summit?
Yes.
To resolve, you know,
the peace talks.
Settle this once and for all.
I'm in for
that. Come on, Lasorda. Life's too short to carry around grudges like this because he wore the wrong jersey.
I know. It was 25 years ago.
Can't we all get along?
Can't we all just get along?
We all just get along.
What a great live entertainment report today, Dean. We thank you so much.
Way better than the movies that are opening this week.
Far better.
Actually, Deepwater Horizon, pretty good. The Mark Wahlberg movie. That's probably the best one of the week. Miss Peregrine, okay.
Yeah.
Masterminds, the new Zach Galifianakis film, not screened for the critics.
That's a bad
apparently sign. The only person who likes that is Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, good, good. Dean, thank you.
Thanks, right. Deaner.
Bye.
Very enjoyable. That's Dean Richards from WGN TV News. We'll take a quick break.